Getting them there, I'm sure, matters more too, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, especially just in Raymond James, you know. It's just going to be so sweet, you know. It's so sweet, you know, so just trying not to put too much into it.
Who besides the Lions, who else
Some of the NFC South teams, so like Atlanta, Carolina, and then obviously Minnesota. But, you know, Detroit, they came, you know, showed the most interest and, you know, had, you know, they just showed the most interest. So, and I felt like they fit my style the best. So.
I mean, Carolina, you got two cracks at your
team. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, I just want, you know, kind of go out on a high note because I don't think we play them the following year. So I kind of wanted to just go down there, dominate them, and then, you know, whatever happens with that organization. I don't know which way they're going right now, but I kind of just want to go down there and kind of spoil the, you know, their party, you know. Even.
Do you remember your reaction when you...
Do you feel bitter at all?
Huh?
Sounds like, is there bitterness?
Yeah, I'm very bitter. But, you know, bitter with a smile on my face, you know. It's bitter with a smile on. This is a good bitter, you know. This is not like... Don't get me wrong. I love those guys, especially guys on defense. Those are my guys. But, you know, it's just something when you've been somewhere 4 years... And, you know, you kind of help build it up. And then, you know, you got to go disappear elsewhere. And, you know, I took that kind of personal because I felt like I was one of the good guys around that building. So, and just, you know, obviously it's a business or whatever. But sometimes, you know, the guy you draft, I mean, obviously those weren't my coaches. Yeah. So that, you know, they didn't have any loyalty to me. So it is what it is. But I'm not going to make this about me, you know. Well, thank you.
But you're still good.
Yeah. Nah, man.
Is that prevalent through, like, the league with guys when they leave one team and go to another, that attitude?
I mean, that's the attitude I have. I'm not going to speak for everybody, but I would hope guys have that attitude. I mean, you know, it's something, you know. If it's obviously Detroit saw something in me that they liked, so I guess they didn't like me anymore.
Do you remember your reaction when you noticed that they're going to play, Lions are going to play at Tampa Bay this year?
Oh, I was excited, you know, and then, you know, just talking to Chris, like, during that process or whatever, and then knowing that in December I'm going to head back home, you know, around Christmas time. So this is like a Christmas gift for me, you know, going back home, nice 70-degree weather, going against my former team, you know, been practicing against that offense for, like, what, 3 years now, so kind of know the ins and outs of it, man. So, hey, let's get it on.
So, Jameis is on your Christmas list, apparently?
Yeah, and I finally get to hit him, you know, the first time live. You know, it was almost like we can't touch Matt here. You can't touch J-Bo down there. So, now I finally, you know, I get to, you know, light him up. Light him up a little bit.
If you sack him, are you going to start eating W's in space?
That's a possibility, but you know, I'm gonna think of some mean celebration. That's a cool one, so that's a possibility. Look for that one. So look.
What do you think of what's going on with them down there? I mean, that was a team that had some playoff aspirations.
I mean, it's like you say, you still got to go out and play the games on Sundays. You know, it looks great on paper. You know, I think they had the biggest off season. Like, overhaul, I think, you know, one of the best off seasons. But, I mean, you still got to play the game, you know, on Sundays, you know. You can sign all the guys you want to sign, but if it doesn't, you know, work out on Sundays, then, you know, it's back to the drawing board.
What's your theory about why it hasn't
worked out? I mean, I don't know. I'm not in the meeting room, so I don't really know. It's just, it's tough down there, man. It's hard to win down there. It's hard.
Why?
It's just hard, man. It's hard.
Because of ownership or?
It's Each coaches have different philosophies and how they, you know, they approach it, you know. And I mean, from a personal aspect, I think coaches try to come and do too much down there, you know, most coaches try to come down there and use the heat as an advantage. And a lot of players see it as a disadvantage because we're always in the heat. We're always practicing, you know, doing this. By the time the season rolls around, you got many guys on IR, guys getting IVs. It's tough, you know, and I don't think they had the right coach come in and just, you know, just do the right things with them for them to be, you know, successful. Obviously, Dirk was successful last year, but, you know, it's just they haven't found the right formula, you know. So that's all I got to really say about that.
Other than Jameis, any players you looking forward to line up across? Like any guards?
I mean, I get to go against Joe Holly. You know, we had some good battles. Who else? I ain't going to get to see Evan Dietrich Smith because he's going to be on the right side, but I get to go against my guy Kevin. Caleb, if he gets to go in there. So, I mean, these are guys that I know from. It's going to be fun, man. Like, this is probably the most fun I'm going to have playing a football game against my former team.
Do
So it'll be fine.